Welcome to the June is Busting Out All Over with Talent Edition of the Block Party for the week of June 8th, 2010. You know the trio, the link, the iTunes, the webpage at blockpartypodcast.com. We start this time around, it's a pretty light week here on the Block Party, with the start of the summer season and the return of the NBC mega hit America's Got Talent. Host Nick Cannon and judges Sharon Osbourne and Piers Morgan return for season 5, and Howie Mandel replaces David Hasselhoff as the third judge. After watching the first two audition episodes, I can definitely say the show has improved in two major ways. Nick Cannon has finally been let out of his cage, and that's a great thing. He has shown a lot more humor and interactivity as host. His dance routine with a recently bound 72-year-old man was funny and classy at the same time. We also got to see a lot of his humorous side stage reactions. But the most pleasant surprise was Howie Mandel. His judging and criticism were, dare we say it, constructive. He is light years away from David Hasselhoff. In the two shows that we've seen, he has found the right balance in making the judging about putting himself over and constructively criticizing the talent. Howie Mandel fits the show like a glove, pun definitely intended. And yes, you can make the comparisons to Paula Abdul here. Hasselhoff was the loose cannon over the first 4 years of the show, not unlike Paula on Idol. While Abdul's replacement of Ellen DeGeneres on Idol was, well, good, Mandel has made an immediate and positive impact. As for the talent, there have been a few people that may win the whole thing, including singer Michael Grimm. But with Cannon's improved hosting and Mandel's great judging, America's Got Talent is back in a big way, and NBC couldn't be happier. The UK quiz show scandal has taken another interesting turn. According to the newspaper The Daily Mail, the High Court has said it would hear an application by Bob Windsor. Who's he? He's a former TV quiz show worker turned whistleblower who applied for a judicial review of the Parliamentary Ombudsman's decision not to investigate alleged flaws in Ofcom's handling of the affair. Windsor has the backing of Conservative MP Mark Field in his attack on the media regulator. Ofcom is just basically the media watchdog group who fined all the networks back in 2007 and 2008 when the scandal happened. The scandal led to huge fines, as I just talked to you about, being imposed on broadcasters that had cheated viewers out of millions of pounds through rigged phone-in competitions. Broadcasters ignored viewers' votes or closed lines before all calls were counted while taking money from every caller. The High Court has asked Windsor to revise his submission and for the Ombudsman to reconsider it in the light of any new material. A judge will decide in the summer whether there will be a judicial review. Windsor claims that Ofcom's investigation was flawed and failed to gather the evidence that would have led to viewers being fully refunded. Ofcom, of course, has denied this. All of the major terrestrial broadcasters, including ITV, BBC, Channel 4, Channel 5, but not Sky, were found to have cheated viewers for years on shows including Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway. ITV was fined a record £5.68 million in 2008, and the Block Party will continue to follow this over the summer. Quick hits time. As expected, Baggage on GSN gets a season 2 and is casting. Wipeout is coming to Canada in 2011 and is casting as well. What a Drew Carey bobblehead doll, and who doesn't? Donate $30 to Nothing But Nets, which is a charity that gives out insecticide-covered nets to families in malaria-stricken countries in Africa. Jeff Probst waxes poetically about the 10th anniversary of Survivor and his future in TV. Logo will award Paula Abdul with the Always Next, Forever Now Award at the 2010 New Now Next Awards. Throughout her career, Paula Abdul has dazzled, inspired, and entertained her fans in ways befitting an icon, said Dave Mace, the Senior Vice President of Original Programming for Logo, which is a gay-oriented TV channel. Her game-changing choreography, music videos, dance tunes, and record-breaking television success have paved the way for today's pop divas. What can we say other than she's forever our girl? Downfall debuts on ABC on June 22nd, and as of this recording, which is Thursday, the host of the show will be WWE wrestler and lead singer of the group Fozzy, Chris Jericho. We also saw him on Celebrity Duets, but we want to forget about that one. It's going to be very interesting to see how he translates his rock star persona to his hosting in game shows. It'll be very interesting to watch. We lost a few people this week, including Chris Haney, the co-creator of Trivial Pursuit at age 59, Gary Coleman at age 42, and British broadcaster Peter Wheeler at age 75. Band leader Ricky Minor downplays the finale snub of his leaving American Idol and his taking over of the band at The Tonight Show on June 7th. The host of the new West Coast Pyramid CBS pilot is Conan O'Brien sidekick Andy Richter. Interesting choice there as well. GSN has something for our poker friends as the network moves its highly rated high-stakes poker from Sundays to Saturdays starting on June 5th. They will also premiere on GSN the Aussie Millions presented by FullTiltPoker.net, which highlights the action at the Aussie Millions Pokers Championship in Melbourne. In addition, GSN will debut Doubles Poker Championship presented by FullTiltPoker.net later in the summer. And they premiere Saturday night on June 5th, which is the Aussie Millions. And the Doubles Poker will take over the 9 p.m. slot on Saturday, August 14th. Sci-Fi has an interesting new reality competition show. It's a makeup reality show called Face Off, which debuts July 15th. From the press release, Face Off is a competition elimination series exploring the world of special effects, makeup artists, and the unlimited imagination, which allows them to create amazing works of living art. Not only will the show incorporate effects makeup, it will include a wide range of skill sets, including prosthetics, 3D designs, animatronics, sculpting, eye enhancers, puppeteering, casting, and modeling. Each episode involves incredible reveals of the competitors' finished work, and the drama of one contestant being sent home by the expert and celebrity judges panel. And it culminates in one winner and a grand prize that will launch a career. This one I might check out as a movie special effects kind of guy. This sort of could be a genre meets channel win here. Who knows? The Daytime Emmys will salute Dick Clark, and it is a long time coming, although Game Show Congress did it a couple of years ago, but it's great to see the Emmy committee saluting him and his influence in game shows and TV. Finally, Bret Michaels appeared on the American Idol finale, and American Idol judge Ellen DeGeneres started her own record label called 1111. Her first signing is Grayson Chance from Edmond, Oklahoma. American Idol Season 10 has four cities on the audition block, which are Jersey City, New Jersey, Nashville, Tennessee, New Orleans, Louisiana, and San Francisco, California. And they are teaming with MySpace for online auditions. As we also know that America's Got Talent is also teaming with YouTube. That's all for this time around. I hope you are enjoying the summer season so far on TV. This is Jason Block reminding you, you can find me at twitter.com/beattheblock. And as always, remember, don't just play fair, play to win. The Block Party Podcast is a production of GameshowNewsNet.com, copyright 2009. My recording engineer is Ivy Reisner. The opinions expressed in the Block Party Podcast do not necessarily reflect those opinions held by GameshowNewsNet.com as a whole. Some of the music provided for today's podcast was provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.